Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we have Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news, first headlines. Simultaneous elections preparation reaches 90%. Presidential candidates call on people to go to polling stations. Now the news in detail. The General Election Commission or KPU stated that the preparation of the general elections 2019, 4 days prior to the voting day on April 17, has reached 90%. KPU's member Ilham Saputra in Jakarta on Saturday said that KPU deployed helicopter to distribute electoral logistics to remote areas. In addition, KPU had also provided technical guidance for voting organizers and regional election committee. As reported by Antara, in the upcoming simultaneous general elections to be held on April 17, Indonesian people will vote for presidential and vice presidential candidate, members of House of Representatives or DPR, members of Regional Representative Council or DPD, as well as members of Provincial and Regional House of Representatives or DPRD. Incumbent presidential candidate number 1, Joko Widodo, called on his supporters to not fear of giving their votes at polling stations on the next elections that will take place on Wednesday, April 17, because the polling station will be secured by Indonesian Army and police. It was said by Joko Widodo at the Putih Bersatu concert at Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta on Saturday. The incumbent presidential candidate also called on people to maintain their unity for the advancement of Indonesia. He further said that the votes to be given by Indonesian people on April 17 would determine the future of Indonesian nation for the next 5 years. Therefore, Jokowi reminded people to invite others to participate in the elections. Meanwhile, presidential candidate number 2, Prabowo Subianto, called on Indonesian people to give their votes at polling stations on April 17th in a press conference after the final debate which took place at Sultan Hotel Jakarta on Saturday. Prabowo said that his side would not hold any special agenda ahead of the election cooling off period. Election Supervisory Agency or Bawaslu cooperates with the Indonesian Communication and Information Technology Ministry to supervise illegal campaign during the election cooling off period from 14 to 16 April 2019. It was stated by head of Bawaslu, Abhan, in a press conference at Bawaslu office in Jakarta on Saturday, as reported by Antara News Agency. Abhan stated that the supervision will involve many parties other than Bawaslu and Communication and Information Technology Ministry, namely social media platforms. According to Abhan, no election contestant or partisan is allowed to deliberately disseminate one's track records and promote his image. If any illegal campaign is found during the supervision, there will be 2 sanctions to be imposed on the perpetrators, namely administrative and criminal sanctions. Meanwhile, Bawaslu Commissioner Fritz Edward Siregar told that his side would coordinate with social media platforms to not receive any advertisement during the election silence period. More than 1,100 Indonesian citizens in Hong Kong used their voting rights on Sunday, April 14. The Overseas Election Committee, or PPLN, of Hong Kong had provided 3 polling stations in Hong Kong and 1 other in Macau. At one of the polling stations, namely Queen Elizabeth Stadium, Hong Kong, Hundreds of voters have flocked the polling station since morning, even before the polling station opened. Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong, Tri Tariat, on Sunday said that the election is an important momentum for all Indonesian citizens in Hong Kong, as reported by the National Radio News Agency, or KBRN, from 180,232 voters who are listed on the Fixed Voters List, or DPT, the number of voters using the post method reached 29,000 people, while others are expected to give their votes at the available polling stations today, Sunday, 14th of April. Indonesian Ambassador in Bern, Switzerland, Mulyaman Darmansyah Hadad, said that the general election held in Bern was a democracy party. Besides holding election, the Indonesian embassy in Bern, Switzerland, also held Indonesian Food Bazaar. Third Secretary of Information, Social and Cultural Affairs at the Indonesian embassy in Bern, Ruth Yohanna Lumbanraja, in her press release received by Antara on Sunday, said that the voting, which took place at the Indonesian embassy building in Bern, went successful, peaceful, and transparent. From 1,054 Indonesian citizens listed on Fixed Voters List, 187 people voted directly, while 867 others used the post method. Meanwhile, the vote counting will be held on Wednesday based on the guidance of Indonesian General Election Commission. Peat Land Restoration Agency, or BRG, and Partnership for Governance Reform, or Kemitraan, encourage citizens' participation in utilizing and developing local natural resources to advance local economy through village-owned enterprises, or BUMDes. The development of local potentials through village-owned enterprises has received positive outcome at Budidaya Village Pemangkat, Simpang Hilir Sub-District, North Kayong Regency, West Kalimantan. Budidaya Village's enterprises successfully gain profit and contribute to providing job opportunities for local people by processing coconut into cooking oil and other products. This was stated by Director of Village-Owned Enterprises of Budidaya Village, Pemangkat Simpang Hilir, North Kayong, Rahifin, as quoted by Antara on Saturday. Rahifin pointed out that coconut could be processed not only as cooking oil, but also as virgin coconut oil. Mount Merapi, located in the border of Special Region of Jakarta and Central Java Province, again ejected hot cloud on Sunday morning, according to the Center of Investigation and Development of Geological Disaster Technology. Head of BPTKG, Hanik Humaida, in a press release said the hot cloud ejection occurred at 1:42 a.m. Western Indonesian Standard Time and directed towards Kali Gendol River with 1,000 meters sliding distance. Meanwhile, based on the observation period from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. local time, the most active mountain in Indonesia experienced one-time earthquake with 55 millimeter amplitude for 107 seconds, and three earthquake collisions with 5 until 25 millimeter amplitude for 52 until 87 seconds. Visual observations showed that from the mountain crater, thick white smoke came out at a height up to 20 meters above the top of the crater. The wind on the mountain blew mildly to moderately towards northeast and northwest. The air temperature was 70 until 21 degrees Celsius, with air humidity from 63 to 88% and air pressure from 655 to 709 millimeters of mercury. Listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on 6,600 startup companies attend the Indonesian Startup Summit 2019. Director General of Innovation Strengthening of the Ministry of Research, Technology and Higher Education, Jumain Appe, said as many as 6,600 startup companies joined the Indonesian Startup Summit 2019 at the Jakarta International Expo on Wednesday. They include 1,000
1,307 startups coming from the Ministry of Research, Technology, and Higher Education. Jumain Ape said startup participants who attended the meeting were engaged in various fields including technology and information, food, health and medicines, defense and security, advanced materials and raw materials. He said the startups also came from across ministries or agencies such as the Ministry of Communication and Information, Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises to the Creative Economy Agency. In the Indonesia Startup Summit 2019, there were also 61 works produced by technology-based beginning companies presented. In his remarks when opening the Indonesian Startup Summit 2019, Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education Mohammad Nasir said that various startup companies established by Indonesian youths were considered to be able to produce works that were not only innovative and high-tech but had also achieved good commercial value. He said that Indonesia is capable of giving birth to innovations and innovators that are expected to support the national economy in the future. Mohammad Nasir believes that and prays for startups attending the event to become big companies and conglomerates in the next few years. In the Indonesia Startup Summit 2019, which was also attended by hundreds of students, the Ministry of Research, Technology and Higher Education presented awards to the 5 most inspiring startup works developed by the ministry through technology-based starter company program. They include the Most Inspiring Startup Award, which went to Compact Motorcycle, Product and Inventor Suwanto, assisted by Diponegoro University. The Most Breakthrough Startup, with the product name Flat Plat Ship, and a startup company PT Juragan Kapal, which developed the product together with the University of Indonesia Shipping Engineering Study Program. The Most Competitive Innovation, with the product name Katalis Merah Putih, and the inventor was Professor Subagio from the Bandung Institute of Technology. The Indonesia Startup Summit 2019 is a great effort to open a network among startups and industry and investors. That was Spotlight of the Week from Indonesia to the World. Today in history will begin with April the 14th, 2010, Yushu earthquake. The 2010 Yushu earthquake occurred on April the 14th, 2010, with a strength of 6.9 on the Richter scale. The earthquake occurred in Yushu, Qinghai, in China at 7:49 a.m. local time. According to the Xinhua report, 1,944 people were declared dead with 10,000 others injured. The epicenter of the earthquake was in Rima village, Shanglashu, in a remote area near the Tibetan border. The epicenter of the earthquake was in a remote area of the Tibetan plateau that was regularly shaken by earthquakes. Turning to April 14, 2011, the death of Rosihan Anwar. Haji Rosihan Anwar is a prominent figure in the press, historians, writers, and culturalists of Indonesia who died on April 14, 2011. Rosihan Anwar began his journalistic career as a reporter in the Japanese occupation. During the struggle for independence, he was once held captive by Dutch colonizers in Bukit Duri, Jakarta. Later on, in 1961, his newspaper was banned by the authorities. During the new order, he served as general chair of the Indonesian Journalists Association from 1968 until 1974. In 1973, Rosihan Anwar was awarded the Bintang Mahaputra III along with Yaakob Utama. In 1950, with Usmar Ismail, he founded the National Film Company, Perfini. Since the end of 1981, he has promoted Indonesian films abroad and has remained a film critic until the end of his life. I'll conclude with April 12, 2014. Two bombs explode in Abuja, Nigeria. at 6:45 a.m. on April the 14, 2014, two bombs exploded at crowded bus station 8 kilometers southwest of downtown Abuja, Nigeria. This attack killed at least 75 people and 141 others were injured. The government suspected Boko Haram as the party responsible for the bombing. Well, that was today in history from Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Terho Poutienin in Finland. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through short waves on frequency 3325 kHz at 1300 hours to 1325 hours UTC on February 7th, 2019. Hello, Mr. Terho. Thank you for your reception report in detail and also your compliment. For you and other our regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Malaikat juga tahu
Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia entitled Surabaya City Government to Build Sports Museum. Mayor of Surabaya, Tri Risma Hari ini, will have an audience with a number of athletes to discuss the plan of establishing sports museum at Gelora Pancasila Surabaya, East Java. Head of Surabaya Youth and Sports Office, Afghani, as quoted by Antara on Monday, said that Mayor Risma had a meeting with former international badminton athlete Minarti Timur at the residence of Mayor Risma at Sedap Malam Street on Sunday, 7th of April. Through the meeting, Surabaya government called for suggestions regarding the establishment of sports museum in Surabaya. Afghani said that the audience was not only with one athlete, but also others whom Mayor Risma would like to discuss with. However, due to their activities, the meeting was held with Minarti Timur first and some other athletes who had contributed to glorifying Surabaya through their achievements in sports. The sports museum to be built at Gelora Pancasila Surabaya will feature collections of sports equipment used by athletes, particularly badminton athletes. The equipment consists of racket, t-shirt, duplicate of trophies, as well as medals. Afghani pointed out that Surabaya used to be known as the city of badminton athletes, so that the museum will display more badminton equipment than other sports equipment. Former badminton athlete who currently manages Indonesian female badminton team, Minarti Timur, extended her highest appreciation for Surabaya government's plan to establish the sports museum. According to Minarti, the presence of sports museum is extremely important to motivate Surabaya's athletes. Minarti said that her side is also ready whenever Mayor Risma needs their assistance in establishing the museum, such as giving feedbacks, providing information and data, as well as giving medals to be displayed at the museum. Minarti even said that she is willing to give her equipment as the collections of the sports museum. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our regular listener, Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. He was very diligent in sending reception report of our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast, especially English program. For you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Menghitung hari, detik demi detik, menunggu itu kan menjemukan. Tapi ku sabar menanti jawabmu, jawab cintamu. Jangan kau beri harapan padaku, seperti ingin tapi tak ingin. Yang aku minta tulus hatimu, bukan pura-pura. Jangan pergi dari cintaku, biar saja tetap denganku, biar semua tahu adanya dirimu memang punyaku. Musik.
jangan kau beri harapan padaku, seperti ingin tapi tak ingin. Yang aku minta tulus hatimu, bukan pura-pura. Jangan pergi dari cintaku, biar saja tetap denganku, biar semua tahu adanya. Dirimu memang punyaku, belum pernah ku jatuh cinta sekeras ini seperti padamu. Jangan sebut aku lelaki bila tak bisa dapatkan engkau. Jangan sebut aku lelaki.
Voice of Indonesia.
And it was a first voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a special program from Voice of Indonesia on Indonesian tourism. Pekalongan Regency Government Central Java offers a new tourist site, Telaga Sigebiar Mangunan Lake, located in hamlet of Mangunan, Tlogro Hendro Village, Petung Kriyono Sub-District in Pekalongan. To get to Telaga or Lake Sigebiar Mangunan from the center of Pekalongan only takes about 2 hours. Here, visitors will be treated to natural beauty that is still untouched. Visitors can enjoy the view here by walking around the lake using a speedboat with a capacity of 12 people. Tourists simply pay 7,000 rupiah or about 50 cents, that includes parking and tourist tickets. However, to get to the location, visitors must walk about 600 meters. Tourists who come to this destination will also be spoiled with comfortable lodging, typical Pekalongan culinary, and natural exotism. Telaga Sigebiar Tourism Object is at an altitude of 1,500 meters above sea level, or in the Kendeng Mountains region, which borders the Banjarnegara Regency. To reach the top, tourists need 2 hours of climbing. From its peak, we can see the natural panorama of Banjarnegara, Batang, Pekalongan, and Pemalang districts. To complement the support of the Telaga Sigebiar Mangunan tourist attraction, the district government will open a hiking trail to the peak of the Kendeng Mountains at an altitude of 2,040 meters above sea level. If you haven't set a place for a vacation, Telaga Sigebiar Mangunan in Pekalongan can be your choice. Here you will witness the exotic Sigebiar Mangunan Lake, especially when the thick fog is increasingly fading, natural beauty will instantly come to your eyes. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we'll meet again. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by S.B. Sharma, also in India. He was listening to VOI's program through Era Replay apps. He said that it was fantastic. He enjoyed it a lot. Today's program was full of knowledge, information, news, and education. Hello, Mr. Sharma. Thank you for your compliment. Hopefully, you always keep listening and sending your reception report to Voice of Indonesia. Thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, for you, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to miscellany, and this edition is about the 2019 Indonesia International Motor Show.
Thank you.
2019 Indonesia International Motor Show Automotive Exhibition will be held again from April the 25th to May the 5th at GIA Expo Kemayoran, Jakarta. In addition to presenting various automotive products, this exhibition also provides entertainment for visitors. Some programs presented include IIMS for Children, IIMS Classic Car Parade, IIMS Sunday Morning Ride, IIMS Wish, Miss IIMS Indonesia Auto Modified by HIN, Motorsport Zone, Indonesian Custom Bike Expo and Championship, The Wasteland Project, 2IOF Parade. This time, the Indonesia International Motor Show also presented a variety of ships from the Indonesian boating gathering, such as motor boats, sailing ships, and personal watercraft, to sports photos in giant trucks. President Director of PT Diandra Promosindo Hendra Nursales said marine content is the latest feature in this exhibition. According to him, the marine is part of motor shows such as in Japan and Bangkok. Moreover, Indonesia is a maritime country. Meanwhile, there are 26 automotive brands that participated in this exhibition, including BMW, Chevrolet, Datsun, Jeep, Honda, Hyundai, Nissan, Suzuki, Toyota, and Wuling. According to Hendra, the variety of events that were displayed because the superiority of the IIMS 2019 as was done in other countries. He also said the concept of IIMS has also been a reference for a number of other exhibitions in various countries. This is because the IIMS is claimed to be able to survive amid the Indonesian automotive conditions. Among the countries that joined this motor show exhibition are South Africa, England, and several European countries. The 2019 IIMS, which comes with the carnival concept, is believed to be enough to attract the attention of the general public. That was Miscellany Today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program on RNNet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2030 hours West Indonesia time, or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RNNet Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to The Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Jangan kau bohongi hatimu. Jelas kau ingin aku. Percuma punya wajah yang merdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Izinkan ku isi harimu. Usir mendung kelabu. Percuma punya tampang yang syahdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Oh, tunggu apa lagi sayang, tindakanlah dirinya. Akan ku buat hari-harimu bahagia. Lalu tunggu apa lagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Buat apa kau mengutuk dalam kisah yang semu? Izinkanlah ku cumbu hatimu dan merangkai cinta. Oh, untuk apa lagi sayang, tindakanlah dirinya. Akan ku buat hari-harimu bahagia. Apalagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Tinggalkanlah dirinya. Kan ku buat hari-harimu penuh bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bila ku jatuh cinta, aku mendengar nyanyian seribu dewa dewi cinta menggema dunia. Bila ku jatuh cinta, aku melihat matahari kan datang padaku dan memelukku dengan sayang. Bila ku jatuh cinta, aku melihat sang bulan cinta bersama diri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dari hati yang paling dalam terucap kata cinta untukmu yang telah lama ingin ku katakan, sungguh takkan ku ingkari. Hari demi hari telah terlewati, tapi dirimu selalu di hatiku. Kau pujaanku, kau bidadariku. Jangan tutup dirimu sebelum aku datang. Biarkan ku mencoba menjadi milikmu. Jangan tutup dirimu. Cintaimu, jangan tutup dirimu. Tak banyak yang dapat kulakukan untuk membuktikan cintaku, tapi kata hati yang tulus dan suci, aku cinta kamu. Hari demi hari telah terlewati, tapi dirimu selalu di hatiku. Kau pujaanku, kau bidadariku. Jangan tutup dirimu sebelum biarkan ku mencoba menjadi milikmu.
tapi dirimu selalu di hatiku. Kau pujaanku, kau bidadariku. Jangan tutup dirimu sebelum aku datang. Biarkan ku mencoba menjadi milikmu. Jangan tutup dirimu. Salahkah diri ini yang mencintaimu? Jangan tutup dirimu. Dan memang ku akui setulus hatiku, aku cinta padamu. Salahkah diri ini yang mencintaimu? Jangan tutup dirimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saja berakhir hujan di sore ini, menyisakan keajaiban kilauan indahnya pelangi. Tak pernah terlewatkan dan tetap mengaguminya. Kesempatan seperti ini tak akan bisa dibeli. Bersamamu ku habiskan waktu, senang bisa mengenal dirimu. Rasanya semua begitu sempurna, sayang untuk mengakhirinya. Melawan keterbatasan, walau sedikit kemungkinan, takkan menyerah untuk hadapi hingga sedih tak mau datang lagi. Bersamamu ku habiskan waktu, senang bisa mengenal dirimu. Rasanya semua begitu sempurna, sayang untuk mengakhirinya. Janganlah berganti, janganlah berganti, janganlah berganti, tetaplah seperti ini. Oh, janganlah berganti, yeah, janganlah berganti, tetaplah seperti ini.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, @VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Borisa Fidela. See you on the next English program.